In Forestville, California, and online at LuckyMojo.com. I'm your announcer, Miss Jamie Lee of TripleCrownPonder.com in Pensacola, Florida. And in just a moment, we'll be joined by our co-host, Catherine Ironwood of LuckyMojo.com in Forestville, California, and Conjurman Ali of ConjurmanAli.com in Mission Viejo, California. This week, we will be joined by a special guest, from the Association of Independent Readers and Rootworkers, Madam Nadia of CalorieMoon.com in Chicago, Illinois. Together, they will take your calls and offer advice to address, ameliorate, and remediate your questions and problems about love, money, career, and spiritual protection using traditional African-American folk magic practices of hoodoo, conjure, or rootwork, as divined and prescribed by the greatest spiritual hoodooists of our times. You can learn a lot just by listening, but if you're selected from among those who signed up at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com and call into the show, then you'll be on the air and receive a free consultation. We'll be going to the phones in just a moment, but first let's catch up with our co-hosts, Miss Kat and Conjurman Ali. Miss Kat?
Hi. Thank you, Tammy Lee. Hi. You're
thank
always
you.
So good, and thank you for all
thank
the work you.
You
do for us, getting us set up to go. Well,
thank
I'm just going to take a couple of minutes to talk about what is going on here at the Lucky Mojo. Then I'm going to bring in my co-host, Conjurman Ali, and he's going to tell us about what's going on in Mission Viejo, and then we're going to bring in Madam Nadia from
great.
Chicago. So I want to tell what's going on here first. We are definitely in hyperdrive now for the May 4th and 5th workshops in Forestville. And folks, we are setting this thing up. We've got people working extra hours. Sister Robin of the shop manager has just been working very, very hard. So has everybody else in the shop. Gwen, Leslie, Nikki, Heidi, Aiden, everybody. I can't even think of everybody's names. There's so many people. Yose has been working hard. Everybody, Leslie Ann. It's been a quite a deal to get everything ready, get things on the shelves. We've got a lot of new products for people who are going to be coming out, plus which we've got to get the tent set up. We've got to get everything ready for the apprenticeship because we're doing an apprenticeship week before we do the workshops. And the apprenticeship week is for those who have graduated from my correspondence course. It is free. You just come on in. You need to talk to Sister Robin first because she needs to know how many people are going to be there. But the apprenticeship is free. You learn and you work. I teach in the mornings and in the afternoons you work. And one of the things the apprentices have done in the past, last apprenticeship, last month, was building that labyrinth that we have here. And so we are definitely in hyperdrive. We've got all these books at the printer now, the black folders at the printer. We've got a Deacon Millett's Hoodoo Honey and Sugar Spills at the printer. And I am now starting the typesetting on the Hoodoo Foods cookbook. And so if you have a last-minute mm-hmm. addition to the Hoodoo Foods cookbook, you better get it to Sister Robin right on because I'm starting typesetting on Monday. And that book is going to get printed by the end of the week. And we have the newsletter for the month of April is a little late because of all this book typesetting we've been doing. So we hope to have that out by midnight tonight, we hope. And in that newsletter, you're going to find free spells for King Solomon Wisdom products, some stuff on sage bundles. You're going to find how to get all the workshop schedules that you want, all about the new books, including the tables of contents for all the new books, and pictures of the labyrinth. So, and our upcoming radio schedule, and everything else we do. And then I'm just hoping we're just sailing through. We also have a homework party coming up next Friday. If anybody who is in the course wants to come up, get free pizza, it's next Friday. And all of that is in your newsletter. If you're not subscribed to the Lucky Mojo newsletter, you're missing something, because in addition to those free spells, you also get a 20% discount on any product that is mentioned when its free spells are mentioned. So this month it's going to be King Solomon Wisdom products, 20% discount. That's the oils, the bath crystals, the sachet powders, the incense powders, candles, everything King Solomon Wisdom, 20% off this month. So be sure to get your newsletter, subscribe to it. If you don't know how to subscribe to it, go to luckymojo.com, go to the top page, you'll see a thing that says join our newsletter. Click on that. When you get there, they'll ask you for your email. That's it. You're a member of the newsletter, and you'll get it, and it'll be delivered approximately once a month, and it'll always come with these 20% sales coupons, and you can redeem them online. All righty, so that was my pitch for what's happening this week. And we had a wonderful Passover Seder, and I just want to make a shout out. Y'all took Easter off. We took Passover off. And I got to meet my long-lost second cousin, and it was remarkable. We found him through DNA testing. My daughter found him through DNA testing. We went down there, had a Passover Seder, but the weird thing was this guy, my second cousin, who I'd never seen in my life, maybe when I was two or three, maybe, I don't even think he was born then. I think he's younger than me, so I don't think I ever saw him. He didn't know about me. I didn't know about him, but his grandmother and my grandmother were sisters, and so we had the same great-grandmother. And in fact, if y'all read Hoodoo Foods cookbook, that woman, Pauline, that's the lady who the honey cake recipe that I put in came from. But Pauline Cone. But when we met, it was weird because we're related, obviously. We had the same things. I mean, we owned the same objects. We both had craftsman style furniture. We both had a particular brand of cookies called Amaretti cookies in tins, which we use the tins to store seashells in. I mean, how many people are you going to find that do that, right? I worked on editing Crazy Cat comic book reprints. He had Crazy Cat comic book reprints. It was freakish. Wow. DNA is stronger than most people think, and this goes for all of y'all. I talk to y'all all the time. Find out about your ancestors. Find out about your ancestors. Now I'm telling you, get your DNA tested and find your long-lost cousins. This man had postcards that were written in 1908 to my grandmother. Why did he have postcards written to my grandmother? He'd saved them all his life. He didn't know why. He didn't even know who my grandmother was. When my grandmother and his grandmother, who were cousins, left Germany because of the Nazis, apparently somebody's suitcase got swapped with somebody else's. He had all my grandmother's saved collection of postcards and family postcards. They were all addressed to my grandmother, to Ida Cohn, to Ida Cohn, to Ida Cohn. But his grandmother was Lulu Cohn, Yulshan. Isn't that amazing? But his grandmother had saved and never gotten rid of those cards. His mother then saved them. They got passed on to him, and he's like, I don't know why I have these cards. I don't even know who Ida Cohn is. I met him, and he had my grandmother's stuff. Isn't that amazing? So, all y'all get yourself DNA tested, okay? that's the word from here. You'll find out things you never knew about your ancestors. Now, having said all of that, what's up with you, Ollie? Tell me about what's been going on in your couple. We've been off the air 2 weeks because of the Easter, so what have you been doing?
I have been so busy, especially with the workshops coming up. I've been preparing because I'll be teaching a skull sorcery workshop, so I've been preparing for that. I, you know, in my day job, I lecture, so I have a habit of lecturing in front of my mirror to get the movements right, to get every, you know, everything that I need to say right. So I've been practicing for that, getting everything all set. It's going to be a really awesome workshop, and I can't recommend people enough to go and sign up, not just for my workshop, but for everybody's. There are really some amazing classes. We've got like rustic oil lamps with Dr. E, your candle spells, Deacon Millett's sugar and sweetening spells. I have, you know, Kyramon's contact conjurer and so much more. It's very exciting. Highly recommend it. You know, the skull workshop, I know from my end, is going to be, it's going to be great. I have some wonderful tricks set up. What I've also am going to be doing at the workshops this year is I'm going to be doing geomantic readings, and they're going to be really neat because there's a take-home with the geomantic reading. You get to walk away. Not only, they're going to be life readings, or what are known as year readings. They'll tell you what you can expect for the entire year. But more importantly, you'll also find out what the name of your personal genie is, as well as walk away with a geomantic talisman, and that's going to be all included in the geomantic reading. So I do highly recommend stopping by and taking a look at geomancy. It's one of those lost arts that was really famous in the Renaissance and even in the medieval era, but then kind of fell away in more modern times, and I'm hoping to revive it a bit and get people interested in once more.
Well, that's wonderful, and I'll tell you something. I have had geomancy done for me, and it is an amazing in-depth kind of reading. It's very, very interesting, and the answers, well, y'all have been hearing Ollie do these on the radio show, and he does a kind of a really quickie version of it because it does take a little while to do. But it is something else, and it is a very different style of divination based on more or less unconscious movements of the hand. Wouldn't you say that is pretty much what...
I would, yeah. Absolutely.
So what's happening is rather than read your stars or rather than read a shuffled deck, he's going to work with... You're going to make some dots and spots, right, and then he's going to read them for you. Is that how you're going to do it?
Well, this time it's going to be a little bit different because taking dots and spots is going to take a little bit. What I use is geomantic dice, or known as Al-Ramal dice, which are very popular in the Middle East. So you get to see some of my Al-Ramal dice, and you'll spin them and cast them, and that will create the first four figures, which are dots, and then we generate the rest of the figures, or unfold, as I like to say, the rest of the figures from those four initial casting of the die.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Yeah, that's right. Those geomantic dice are such an interesting system, too. It's kind of like to geomancy the way coins are to the I Ching, where normally in the old days you do it with the yarrow stocks and it takes you half an hour just to cast the darn thing.
Right.
These coins, it's real fast. These geomantic dice speed up the process so you can get right to the reading. Wonderful.
Right.
I'm going to be really thrilled. I'm going to sign up to get one of these if I can find time on your busy schedule.
Oh, it'd be my pleasure.
So, today we have with us our adorable Madam Nadia.
Welcome.
welcome, Madam Nadia. How are you doing today?
I am doing just fabulous. I am so excited, you guys. I am so excited that I'm going and I'm going to see all of you in person, going to get my geomantic readings, going to get my classes in, and just be in wonderful California in the holy temple of Lucky Mojo and... entertain everybody with true cartomancy and true fortune telling. So I am, my tickets are in, my hotel is booked, and I'm ready to go. Got cards, we'll travel.
Oh, wonderful. Well, yeah, now you don't advertise yourself enough, honey. Madam Nadia, it does the old school European style, and you can tell by her accent she wasn't born in America. So she's going to bring us the old-style European work of the Lenormand cards. These were the playing cards that were based on, but not exactly designed by, a fabulous woman named Madame Lenormand, who read cards, supposedly, for Napoleon. And her system of card reading has remained popular in Europe. And it's popular all over Europe, in Germany, Austria, Bosnia, you name it, Russia, France, they read Lenormand cards. And this has been a little bit, among the immigrants that came to America from Europe, they would bring over their Lenormand cards. And a lot of those cards are printed with, like, all the explanations of them in six different languages, because they were, to be used in Czechoslovakia as well as in Poland or wherever. And but they were rare cards in the USA. You really had to be from an immigrant family to know about the Lenormand, or you had to be a card freak, a divination freak. Madam Nadia and a couple of others have really put together a revival, or I shouldn't call it a revival, a vival, just a straight-up vival of Lenormand cards in America. They have never been so popular as they are now. And Madam Nadia is one of the people at the center of this. There are people designing new Lenormand cards. Professor Ames is also a Lenormand reader, and it's a system of divination with cards, but it's entirely different than Tarot, entirely different. And the results are, I would say, very practical. Wouldn't you say that, Maria?
Very practical, and it's also very connected to hoodoo, because the symbols that are come together, it's very easy to figure out not only what's going on, but also the solution.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a person who is very much driven by image. I'm a visual artist. I'm also a filmmaker. And so image is very important to me, and spirit talks to me in images. So I use the images on this card to create hoodoo. You know,
mm-hmm.
I can use candles. I can create combinations of these cards to create a sentence or a statement that I want to manifest in the world for myself and for my clients. And because there is no actual blah, 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 blah language involved, but those very strong symbols, the
mm-hmm.
focal point becomes much more intense. It's kind of like the geomes, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's just there. And mm-hmm. the other thing is that it's very real. It's not about finding your inner child or connecting
mm-hmm.
to your or anything like that. It's, you know, am I going to lose this job? Yes. You know,
mm-hmm.
what can I do to change my boss's mind and so forth? And I really, really like it. I've been working a lot on going back and connecting to ideas of cartomancy, Rider-Waite, pre-Golden Dawn, you know. And so I've been
mm-hmm.
working also a lot with the Marseille and with the playing cards to try to connect to more, I don't want to call it pure, but a little bit different type of reading. And I will be bringing all of that with me to Lucky Mojo.
Oh, that's
exciting.
And sharing it with all of you guys. And besides that, I've been making a lot of Yoni boxes. And I wanted to talk about that because I think that this is lots of fun. I've been making a lot of vagina boxes recently. And I don't know if you guys ever made those, but I've been also making a lot of doll babies.
Mm-hmm.
And those doll babies started going to the little homes that I call vagina boxes. And it's been just really wonderful because I get to exercise my crafty side. So I've been doing a lot of decoupage as well. And that's been wonderful because I can decorate it with images from Lenormand and beautiful fabric and scent and stuff like that. So I wanted to share that.
Wonderful. Oh, that sounds pretty amazing, Yoni boxes. When you're talking about the older form of reading, Valentina Burton, who's another member of AIR, and I think you know her, she says when she talks about pre-Golden Dawn, card reading, she goes, let's just call it fortune telling. Can we just call it fortune telling? It's not about psychology. It's not about your journey. It's not about your past lives. It's not about your future lives. It's not about your path. It's not about path working. It's fortune telling.
Right. And I've been fighting to revive this word, because I think that the word just disappeared and now everybody is a spiritual consultant. But a lot of times, unfortunately, this can be very, it's unreal, because people, when they don't know, when they only sort of look at images and, oh, this image might mean this or that, or to me it means this and that, when they are lost, they start, you know, pardon my language, bullshitting. And so I feel that when you go to real fortune telling, you have very concrete ways how you read the cards. The intuition and spirit has a big room for that, but you don't start from it. You don't get a pack of cards and say, oh, just look at the color and look at the image. Whatever it, you know, you resonate with, this is what it's going to be. No, there's very concrete ways how the cards, what the cards mean and what they mean when they come together. Okay.
Right.
And
that's,
so you can't just say, because, you know, this is the snake card, you know, this is going to be, we're talking about Lilith. No, you know, or taking any card like the coffin and try to say, well, I'm talking about transformation. Not really. So this is my idea of fortune telling, and a lot of people very shy from it. They're really unhappy to call themselves fortune teller. They want to call themselves spiritual advisors and call, you know, all kinds of elusive words. But really, what I'm interested in is fortune telling, the gypsies that pull out the cards and tell you your destiny. And if you wouldn't pay give them the right money, they will curse you, you know.
No.
How I like to do it.
Wait a minute, Nadia. We're not going to have you pull in a curse. Come from reading. Let's not cast all gypsies in that.
No.
Oh, that is
actually
an old stereotype.
This is my romantic view of the gypsies because I think that
you just want license to curse, baby.
No, yeah.
Well, that actually brings us to what our panel discussion is supposed to be this week, and I'm going to talk about that for just a second. Our panel discussion is spells of the waning moon, which do include, in some cases, negative spells, removal spells, and cursing spells. So you brought this subject up, and I love the idea of spells of the waning moon. Everybody knows if you're going to work by the moon, waxing moon, when the moon is growing bigger from new to full, as the moon grows, so may my money grow. As the moon grows, so may my pregnancy grow. As the moon grows, so may my love grow, and all that. But spells of the waning moon are a little more difficult for people because there is that idea of negativity. How can you tie yourself to something that is going down, shrinking, dying, and getting darker, and yet do effective magic to forward your life, which is all about, you know, steady state here on and being alive? So take it away, Madam Nadia. Tell us what you think about spells of the waning moon.
Well, I think that I love this period personally because I do work a lot with death, not necessarily cursing people and stuff like that, but my first love in the divine world was Kali, to whom I'm initiated, and she is the symbol of creation but also destruction. And in my personal life, I had to go through quite a big period of destruction where I kind of got understanding about that it's not necessarily the end, really, but this is a period of time where you can create things or remove things that don't work. So during the dark moon for me, it's a period that I've worked for my clients and for myself a lot, removing the things that block.
Mm-hmm.
To get to the point where they want to be, okay? You know, whether it be issues with self-confidence, whether it would be a cheating boyfriend, whether it be, you know, lack of finances, all of these things can be worked in the waning moon. And I think the idea of wholeness of the moon is a beautiful idea that we need both of this. And I know that a lot of clients are educated enough to ask me, are you working by the moon? And I say yes, and they will, but this is not the new moon. This is not the full moon. Yeah, but, you know, why do you have issues? Why do you don't get where you want to be? Is it, just attraction spell, is that what's going to solve, or do we need to do some cleanup work first? We need mm-hmm. to identify what the issue is. We can't just, you know, put a compress on a wound and not clean it. Because mm-hmm. then we might need to amputate the whole leg. And so this is a period where there is a lot of potency, but the mindset needs to be a little bit different, I believe. And I think that it's important to educate the people that we work with about it, that it's not necessarily just a time where you can curse people, where you can, you know, that would be the good time to do that. But it's also a time to remove and let go of those things that do not longer serve us and that hinder our progress to be the great people that we can be,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense.
Now, I'm going to go back because people in the chat room are asking about Kali. This is mm-hmm. the goddess, means black or dark, a fierce goddess of the Hindu religion. And you said you were initiated to her. Were you initiated in India?
I was actually initiated in California by a person was initiated in India that has two initiations, a right-hand path and a left-hand path. And after that, I traveled to India and became much more connected to Kali, specifically to her emanation, a star. And I know I'm going to throw everybody off, and it's not the green tara or the white tara. I mean, it's the source is the same. But it's just one face of Kali.
Right. So this is not to say, and I want to make this real clear to people who are, you know, going to be listening to this radio show for the next 20 years here, and they don't know what we're talking about, so they're going to have a little bring along a little bit. Kali is a very loved goddess. She is not like some sort of scary death vampire goddess. She is called Kali Ma. She is a loving mother, but she is the mother of darkness. And so you have a particular connection to her through this initiation, through an Indian lineage that is, in other words, you're not just some hippie chick who woke up one day and said, ooh, I'm going to be like Kali and I'm going to all dress with skulls on me. You know, it wasn't like
right.
that. You actually are initiated to her. Well, we don't talk about these things. These are real, you know, considerations when someone goes to a reader. And that reader says, I'm a priestess of, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, you got to know if they really are a priestess of blah, blah, blah. So you are initiated to Kali. And it is the truth. And you work with her dark energies, which has fitted you also to work with the dark of the moon. Now, I'm going to just put in something about hoodoo here, because I work in a fairly much in a, you know, straight-up African-American, Southern American style of work. And working by the dark of the moon is often done to remove things. And one of the things people always get all confused, they say, well, you can send away your bad coworker at the dark of the moon or as the moon wanes. As the moon wanes, get them out of here. That's true. But they say, then I got to wait 2 weeks and until I get a raise in pay? Uh-uh. No, you work during that 2 weeks of waning moon, you can work to remove poverty. You can remove things like unexpected expenses. And then when the moon turns and you get the change of the moon, then you can come back and do prosperity work. So I always tell people, just as an example, if you are in love and you are having a good time and the moon is waning and you say, well, now where's all my good time going to go? Moon's going to wane. You say, well, I'm going to remove the impediments to our getting married. I'm going to remove his ex-lover. I'm going to remove his, you know, scheming mother who doesn't want us to get married. I'm going to remove our arguments and fights. There's always something in every relationship, no matter how good, that you can remove. Is that not true?
I find it personally very, very true. And sometimes when you don't know what it is, you can just say, the obstacles to my relationships, the obstacles to my situation, whether it's known or unknown to me, you know, that enemies known and unknown to me. You know, I use it a lot because I can know who my enemy is, but I might not know the five other ones. And so I will include them with my prayer. You know, if you incline so, you can say if this is justified in the eyes of the highest divine. But this is where you put those, you know, whatever blocks where I want to be, this is what I want to remove. And if I don't know what it is, I still want to remove that because there are higher forces that do know what it is.
Well, it's, it really comes down to being in tune with that type of spiritual power, because the moon is a cosmic spiritual power. And when you're connected to it, you don't just view this as you know, time slots that break in half. Like some people do, oh, I can only do love work when the moon is waxing. I got to wait until it waxes again, and then I go back to it. But you see it as a rhythm, and so there's a flow. And if you look at it in that way, you can see how it impacts the relationship as well, because relationships have a flow. While the moon is waxing, you're drawing in the love, you're fostering in the passion, you're fostering the connection. While the moon wanes, you remove the obstacles, you remove the arguments, right? That's another thing that people don't talk about very often. Banish those arguments, send them away from you. And you work in that fashion where you are constantly in tune with nature, in tune with life, in tune with the power and the tide of the moon. That's where the power really comes from. That's when you can truly affect change. That's when you can make those big leaps and bounds in your situation, because you're tying yourself to a very natural rhythm. And when you start thinking in that way, not thinking in terms of, oh, it's just a check mark that I'm doing when I'm doing my rite or when I'm doing my prayers or when I'm doing my work, you know. Is the moon waxing? Check. No, you don't think of it that way, but you think of it being in tune with the actual flow. That's really adds power to your situation. So when you think of the waning moon in those terms, not just in terms of, okay, the moon's waning, this is a good time for cursing, but putting yourself in the flow and what it means to truly wane, to send away, to drive away, to decrease, all of those things, that's you're adding that power into your work.
Yeah, and there are other things besides spell work that go that way. People will plant according to the moon. And there are two parts of this, planting according to the signs of the moon, the fertile signs and the sterile signs and the neutral signs, and also the phases of the moon. So that if you want more leaf growth, you might plant with the waxing moon. And if you want more root growth, where everything kind of goes back into the root, you know, in the winter, you're gonna plant your plants by the waning of the moon, but in a fertile sign. And so some people will work by the moon in signs and in waxing and waning. And some people just go by waxing and waning because it's the easiest thing to see. I'm going to put in a little plug. If you all buy the black folder, it'll be on sale. It's on sale now. It will be shipping May 6th to the public, or you can get a free copy if you come to the workshops on May 4th and 5th. Everybody who attends gets a free copy of the black folder, 136 pages of spells and root work, solid by all the best contributors, people who have been in air for years and other contributors. In that black folder, there's a whole section on phases of the moon, how to know them, how to work with them, what kind of spells to do. And there's also another article on astrology for root workers. And there are a number of different things. Indigo in the chat room was talking about cutting your hair during the waning of the moon. And cutting your hair during the waxing of the moon. There are different ways to do it. I was taught cut your hair during the waxing of the moon if you want the hair to grow back fast. Cut your hair during the waning of the moon. If you've got a really nice hairdo and you want to keep it longer, it'll slow down the growth of your hair. There's so many of these little things that we were all taught as kids. Another one is if you want to start a new garbage dump. Now out here in the country, we do have little, you know, compost heaps and garbage dumps and things like that. In the city, y'all don't think about that. But if you want to start a new garbage pile and dig a hole for the garbage pile, you dig that in the waning of the moon because that stuff's going to go down under the ground. Right? So there's a lot of those different types of things. Well, we're going to get back to this when we get to our free spell. I hope that Madam Nadia will have a waning moon spell for us. But we do have to get to our calls from our clients. So we're going to turn this over to Tammy Lee, and she's going to bring us in with our readings for the day. Thanks, Miss Tammy Lee.
Yes, ma'am, Miss Kathy. Thank you. And y'all, the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour with your host, Catherine Ironwood and Conjurman Ali, and this week's special guest, Madam Nadia, will be right back. We'll be taking calls from our listeners, answering their questions through spiritual divination, and prescribing down-home conjure remedies and remediation. Our calling clients are selected from among those who have filled out a short questionnaire at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com. You can listen to the show online through Blog Talk Radio or via telephone by dialing 818-394-8535. If you have filled out a client questionnaire at the forum, please dial in now to 818-394-8535 and press 1 to let us know that you're available to be on the air. We will select callers by their area code, and if your area code is announced, we'd like for you to say hello and let me, your announcer, Ms. Tammy Lee, read a brief description of your situation before turning it over to our host. Now it's time to go to our first client to be on the air today, and this is, I believe, 129, calling from area code 323 from Pasadena. Believe, are you there, caller?
I am here. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. And welcome to the show. I'm going to go ahead and remind everyone and, of course, our host as well that you have had private readings with Miss Kat about this situation and possibly another. I'm just scanning. I'm sorry. But this is, you are indeed Miss Kat's client. And she writes, issues with my sons, one of which is a Taurus, who is a 12-year-old. The biological father of the children is a Taurus. He lives in a different state, in my state, Florida. Alleges that he was laid off from the USMC, it's the Marine Corps, that's what I interpret it to be, on September the 12th, and recently married in February without notice. He has never been part of my son's life aside from financial until late September the 12th. rather 2012, beg your pardon, we were on an amicable speaking terms. The support order has been amended, meaning the child support money was reduced. Ms. Kat confirmed his new life has him by member, and that's in quotes. I'd like to confirm how to proceed cell-wise. In other words, root work. That's how I'm interpreting this, and there's a few parentheses in there. So turning it back over to Jill. Thank you.
All right. Hi, Believe, and I'm not surprised at some of this because you and I have talked, and this guy is trouble. I'm not going to call his name. I do know his name, but we'll just call him the man in Florida. That this situation is such that you do have reason to be worried. Now, there's two things going on, and I'm just going to kind of cut to the chase here. One of them is the support order was amended, meaning that the amount of money you get from this no good deadbeat is less. But there also was another issue that you and I had talked about was the possibility of having to travel to go to Florida. Is that still on the plate?
That is still on the plate, yes.
Oh, geez, man, I really don't want that to happen. I mean, you don't either, I know.
No, that's correct, I don't.
Okay, so for our listeners, the man is in Florida, and now there's a question of, is she going to have to take the son to see him? And let's just put it this way, this is a guy, well, the kind of guy who gets a child support order amended and reduced. You know the kind of guy he is, right, Ollie? Right, Nadja? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So she doesn't need a reading because we kind of know what's going on. So you have two things you want to do is try to get the money back, the up to what it was, right?
Okay.
And then if we can. And then the other one is to try to avoid having to go to see him. Does he have a court order for that or anything?
He does. We basically, he has to come to California in July and complete 40 hours with my son here. And once he completes that, I have to send my son to Florida per the court order.
Wow. And then after that, he's going to be, like, getting alternate turns or summer vacations or what?
Yes, that's what he is attempting to do. He is attempting for my son to go to Florida every holiday.
Mm-hmm. I notice how she calls him my son because that's what it has been, because this man has not been doing his thing. And, you know, and of course the first step is to try to get them to pay less money. And now, and he got laid off from the U.S. Marine Corps. May I understand what laid off means? I mean, was
he discharged? He alleges that his contract was over, that there was nothing else for him to do.
Okay. All right. Well, you got some problems. All right. So first thing we're going to recommend, we're all going to just going to pitch in on spell work here rather than a reading. So first thing I'm going to recommend is some sort of a binding spell to try to limit his powers of working, right? Try to limit what he can do. So you also want to have the judge or mediator or a court on your side. So you know where this judge is or whoever did the work, whatever court it is. It doesn't mean necessarily the name of the judge, but whatever the blah, blah district of the blah, blah family court, blah, blah, blah. There's some name for that court. I'd like you to get that information. You can probably print it off from the web or from any paperwork that you have. You have some paperwork like that?
Yes, I do, and I have the case number, so on and so forth.
Case number, good. You have all that stuff. Okay. I want you to take a copy of that paper, and you can reduce it if you want to. And anything that was objectionable to you, you're going to, like, cross it out. Like, you know, like that this was amended and that this was done. And you're going to cross it out and cross it out and cross it out, right? You're going to change it so that it becomes what you want it to be, right? You're going to take and roll it up in a tube, like a real thin, you know, that's why I said reduce it. You don't want it to be too big. And just roll it up into a tube. And you're going to put that into some sugar or into an apple. I'll just give you an example, a red apple.
Okay.
Core that apple out. Don't core it so that you have a hole all the way through to the bottom. Core it so that it's solid at the bottom, like a cup. And you're going to roll that thing into a tube and pour sugar on it. And you're going to, with that thing, you're going to pray and ask for that the court will grant you revisiting of this situation as soon as possible, that you can appeal it or whatever it is you need to do. With the sugar, you're going to put in some cinnamon, that's for money, and you're also going to put in some Little John to Chew powder, Gal-N-Gal powder, which is for court cases. And you're just going to put that all together, and you can burn a candle on it, but you don't have to. Some people just take and dig a hole in the ground and just put it in the ground. Some people will let it sit there. That apple's going to, you know, decay. Some people will plant a potted plant on it. But that is a spell to get the court to try to see things your way. You can burn a couple of candles on it, little small like birthday candles, but eventually what you're going to do with that thing is plant it somewhere. Okay, that is for the court, and this is a long-going process, so that's why I say plant a plant on it. Don't just be sitting there with a honey jar burning things endlessly, endlessly, endlessly. Just plant that thing, because that's going to take some time. Number two, to bind him, I'm going to turn this over, because we got a lot of people here to talk. We've got three people talking, we make three spells. So I'm going to turn this over to Madam Nadia. Turn it over to Madam Nadia, and I'm so used to doing it with Ollie, and say, how would you bind the ex-husband who's in Florida, and so she doesn't have to take the kid there, or that he cannot come to California and do his 40 hours, or whatever it is that's needed?
Yes, exactly.
My dear, I'm so sorry that you have to go through that, and we were speaking about that. The first heed that I sort of got from my spirit is that there are some major issues between him and the army, and it scares him a lot. So my first heed would be to go and get some graveyard dirt from a soldier's grave, or if you have somebody in your family, an ancestor who was a soldier, to get some of that for to use in your spell. The other thing is that if you, whatever you can find as personal concerns of him, you know, we can use that. If you don't have just a photograph, a name, I like to take a photograph and I like to write on the face of the person what I want them to do. And then I like to put it with some incense that is appropriate to my situation. In your case, I would do something like Run, Devil, Run. And I would light that incense with that paper until it's completely burned. And then I would keep it under a magnifying glass for a couple of days just to sort of enhance that working. And then another thing that I envision is to take that then, to put it on a map where you have enough distance between where you are and Florida, and you're going to have a little plate with maybe a wax bowl that has those concerns that you burned, and around it you're going to put some of that earth from a soldier's grave. As you say to the soldier, protect me and keep this man away from me. And you're going to have a little string that's running between that on the map to you and your children. And in ritualistic manner, as we would do, like cut and clear, you will cut that cord. And you're going to tell that spirit, that soldier spirit, to make sure that the man never crosses the boundary, never crosses the border, and you never, ever, ever have to see him.
Oh, I like that. That's
me
great.
Too.
That's wonderful. What about you, Ollie? What do you recommend to keep that guy from coming to California as best we can?
Well, I think that Madam Nadia did a really good job on keeping that man away. What I would want to focus on is getting some money, you know.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And getting him to step up and start paying and to keep him from trying to avoid that. What I would really like to do is in a situation like this, I like working with a little bit of heat to put pressure on that person. what I want you to do is get some compelling money-drawing incense, okay, mix them together, and you're going to get his photo. If you have his hair, you want to include that on the back of the photo or include it in the petition. You're going to write directly on there his name 3 times, okay? 3 times you're going to write his name out, and then you're going to turn it over and cross it with your command, which is to pay me, pay me, pay me. You can write the exact amount that you want. You can write the amendment of how much you want it to go back up. In the corners, you can write little dollar signs. You're going to address it with pay me now. You're going to address it with compelling oils. You're going to fold that up, and you're going to light the incense and burn those photos. You want to do 7 of these photos, 7 of these little photos, and you're going to burn them in the incense 1 a day. And what that does is that adds pressure onto him. As you're burning it, to put that tinge on his spirit, forcing him to pay up, forcing him to step up to the plate, to start giving the money that you were due. And you're going to do that every day for 7 days, and you're going to call out to his spirit, so-and-so, you're feeling the heat, you're going to pay up, you're going to give me the money that is owed to me. And as that incense goes up, it will work directly on his spirit. And I would do that in addition to all the works that has been recommended by Ms. Cat and Madam Nanji, because you want to ensure that while you are protected, while you're doing all these other things, while you're sweetening, that you're also getting the money. Because that's what it all comes down to, is that this guy is trying to shirk on his responsibilities. So this is a great way of getting him to step up, at least to pay what's owed right now. You can have a compelling candle going while you're doing this. I really like compelling and pay me now, or pay me products, combined together for a situation like this. Burn him in the incense, set fire to him a little bit, and do that over 7 days, and that will help to get him to pay the money, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All righty, so we got 3 different things here. One is a long-term sweetening spell for the cord, and it's long-term, with an apple and sugar, galangal powder, or little jonda chew powder, it's called, and cinnamon powder. And that's just to get the cord to revisit this when you get to the point where you can get that together, because that's going to be down the line a little bit. And then we've got the stopping him from coming with this Madam Nadia spell, and then we have getting him to pay. So you got 3 different things going on here, and you got a lot of work cut out for you. You got a lot of people supporting you. We know, because I know this situation, that this guy is, you know, he's just not the right kind of guy. Let's just put it that way. And we want to make it best for you and your child. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All righty. Good luck. And Madam Nadia said something else, too, about his being laid off from the Marine Corps, whatever has been going on there. She may have some very, very good insight into that. There may have been something hinky, and another Marine might be able to kind of lay a finger on that if you get a Marine.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I like that idea a lot. All right.
Okay.
Good luck to you, baby.
Thank you so much.
We'll talk again.
Talk to you soon, Ms. Cat.
Oh, you're going to come out for the workshops. Okay.
I hope so. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Wonderful. Well, we hope to see
that's
you.
That's a plan.
All right.
Be sure
good
to stop by and say hi.
Yeah, and
I
if
will,
you
for
do,
sure.
if you do, also maybe Ali can do a geomantic reading, or Madam Nadia can do a reading for you too. So we're all 3 going to see you. All right. Good
all
luck
right.
to you, baby.
Have a good evening, everyone. Thank you.
All righty. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
All right. Let's take it away, Miss Tammy Lee.
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Kat. And that was great, y'all. I just wanted to say that. And everyone, support for this program is provided by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and located online at luckymojo.com, and by the Association of Independent Readers and Rootworkers, AIR, a directory of ethical and authentic conjure practitioners, located online at readersandrootworkers.org, and by the Crystal Silence League, a free online prayer service of missionary independent spiritual churches located online at crystalsilenceleague.org. And now it's time to go to the phones and take our next client. Our next client is calling in from Texas, from area code 201. Patty 9 is her form name in Lucky Mojo. This is also Alexandra. Alexandra, are you there, caller?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, thank you so much, and welcome to the show. I'm going to go ahead and let her host, thank you for joining us. I'm going to let our host know that you have spoken with Ms. Cat privately, and that
yes.
you have indeed followed her advice, and you want to go ahead and give an update to her and to our panel
this evening, okay? And she has not been on the show previously, and she writes, this is the second lawyer that will not show me my ex-husband's responses in my divorce, which is still in pretrial. I replaced the first, meaning the first lawyer, because of this problem, but the second is acting more antagonistic. I'm getting suspicious. My question is if my new attorney is helping my ex-husband instead of me, should I get a new lawyer? I'm trying to get back over to you.
All right. So since I've read for you before, I want to ask you a question because I think I know who you are. Are you the woman who once went to a root worker in Louisiana?
No. I am the mother of the little child with autism.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, you know, the funny thing is, there are two people in Texas who have the same last name that you do, and I was like, you got to be one of these two. All right, sweetheart. Now I know who you are. Okay. Okay. So we're gonna turn over your question to Ollie. He's going to be the one who does the first reading for you.
Okay.
Sure. I'm going to pull three cards here. Now, the question you have is if ultimately if this new lawyer is helping you or helping your ex, right?
Right. I have this weird feeling of she knowing him. Everything is okay with the lawyers until the 4 or 5 interview. Then something happens that they turn very mad at me, especially when I request to see his tax returns. And I know that I have the right to see the responses, but it's like there's something very confidential that they don't want to show me anything. And in this new lawyer, the excuse that she gave me was that she had the documents on a room locket and she cannot open the room, and they were a lot of paper, and I cannot show it to you. The thing that makes me suspicious is that she requests me for a lot of my financial information, which I gave to her. And then when I show about my son's situation, she felt like I was lying or something, and she says that she will ask a subpoena, which is a court order for the school and the place where he is taking the therapies, all the medical records for me.
All right. Whoa. We got enough to do a reading on. I mean, I don't want to cut you off, but we understand what the situation is. Okay? So let's let Ollie do a reading, because we want to get to your question.
Ultimately, the answer that I get here is that, no, they're not helping your ex-husband or your ex, but they are also not your allies. The first card that we have here is the Four of Cups. The Four of Cups is a individual sitting under a tree with his arms crossed, and he's having a goblet that is being handed to him, and the goblet is coming out of a cloud with a hand, and this is very much an allusion to the Ace of Cups, and there are three more before him. What this indicates to us is that there isn't deception going on here. Like, if we had gotten the Seven of Swords, it's very clear, yes, they're assisting your husband. But these are two separate lawyers. They're not actually working for him. But they're also not taking your case as seriously as they need to be. And they're not your greatest allies. They're dismissing your concerns, and they're actually becoming a little bit defiant when you request things of them. And that's because they seem to be busy with other cases. They seem to be putting their attention elsewhere, whereas your case they're giving much less focus towards. So it's not that they're assisting him directly, or that they're working behind your back. That, you know, if she knows, and this is it would be a very clear conflict of interest. This is an ethical issue. But what's going on here is that they're not taking you seriously. They're not taking the case seriously. So that when you do present to them, it's almost as if they're being offended, as if you're telling them how to do their job. And we kind of see that that they're not your allies in the next card, which is the Five of Pentacles. The Five of Pentacles shows us a man and a woman out in the cold, in the snow. It's dark, they're in rags. Behind them is a cathedral through which there is a golden light that's shining through. Yet you don't have any good allies right now at this moment. What you need to be doing is looking towards, what this card often tells me, is look towards spiritual to aid, to bring in physical comfort and aid. So that means do work to find a good lawyer. Okay, so that's when we get to the root work aspect of things, that's something you should consider, is doing, lighting candles, not just for success, but to get that ally that will stand by you, because the cards indicate right now that no, your allies are not particularly positive. And the third card we get is the Seven of Wands. The Seven of Wands is really what speaks to the antagonistic approach that they get. They almost feel like, and this shows a man with a staff, and he's defending against these assailants. What they feel like, these lawyers, is that you're trying to tell them how to do their job. You're trying to get suspicious. They start to see that. They start to feel that, and that makes them antagonistic. And this comes directly from, one, not them not taking you seriously in the first place, them putting their focus in other things, so that when you do approach them, it almost comes off as them being offended. That's your issue here. You have some really, you know, pardon my language, some shitty lawyers. You do. They're not your greatest allies. You really should look at getting someone else. I don't see as your previous lawyer or your current one being any great help to you at this point in time, but I also don't see them as working, you know, directly for your husband. That's not what I'm getting in this particular case, okay?
Okay. All right. So I'm going to do a reading, too, just to see what I see on this thing. That was pretty thorough, so but let me just see what I have, and we're going to see if we both agree. Okay, the first card I have here is a card that's called the Nine of Wands, and this is a card that shows a person who's been damaged before but is suspicious now. I'm going to just go real brief and say, I think that may be you. You've been hurt. You've actually had curses put on you before. You've had other things like that happen to you before. And so this guy has like a bandage around his head. He's been hit, and he's like, there's a whole bunch of sticks behind him, and he's kind of looking over his shoulder like, whoa, is that coming at me again? So I would call this a little bit hyper-suspicious. It's not necessarily that they are not necessarily trying to harm you. They just aren't paying attention. Is more. So that kind of agrees with what Ollie says. In fact, I'd say it agrees pretty well. The next card that I have is the Knight of Pentacles. This is a guy on a horse who is delivering money, but his horse is at a standstill. Your lawyer is not doing the job. Things could be going your way, but this lawyer is simply at a standstill. Not a good card for this particular thing, although I think that the card is a nice knight. He's a well-meaning person. He's got other things going on. He's just not doing the job for you. Okay? So, again, my cards are in agreement with Ollie's. And the third card I have here is it's a pretty good card, actually. It's a card called the High Priestess. Now, this is a woman who is wise, and she sits between two pillars of day and night, light and dark. She has pomegranates behind her, and she is a person who is balanced, who's educated, who's wise, and she reaches out to many different cultures. She has a Egyptian horned moon crown, waxing and waning moon, and the full moon. She has a cross of Christianity. She has a Torah, scroll of the law, in her lap, and she has a crescent moon of Islam in her feet. She represents many forms of culture, many ways of working, and she is a person who is discerning, wise, and also has care of children because the pomegranate's behind her. This says to me, you may want to work with a woman's advocate, in other words, a female lawyer. You may also want to work with a female root worker, someone who is a wise woman, someone who can help you in that way. Okay.
Well, this is a female lawyer, and I don't know if you remember that she must be strong, and that's mm-hmm. what I got. Actually, I was looking for someone like her, but that's my problem, that she kind of trying to look for me, digging on me, but not on him. When I ask about him, and she's like, no, it's just losing her time, and don't mess with that. You don't want to mess with tax returns. And if he's forfeiting something or faking something, well, there's no way you can prove that. And for me, it's like a being bell ringing over there. I don't understand why she's helping.
Well, the card, the Knight of Pentacles, is someone who is slow to act. On the other hand, the wise woman, and if it is a woman lawyer, she may have her reasons for this. She may think in the end you're not going to win anyway if you throw yourself into trying to do private detective work and things like that on his hidden money. She may feel that this is just an imbalanced point of view. But let's turn it over to Madame Nadia. But I don't think she's working for him. I agree with Ali on that. Let's turn it over to Madame Nadia. What can we do to get this lawyer to be more active or to find a different lawyer?
Well, I want to ask a couple of questions, if I may. My dear, I hear that you have an accent, you know.
Yes. I am not from here, no.
Where are you from?
Mexico.
Your lawyer, Hispanic as well, Latino?
No, she is American.
So this is one of your issues, and unfortunately, as an immigrant in this country, I can tell you that I've been in a very similar situation, and I think my co-hosts even know what I'm talking about, but where people do not take you serious and allow themselves to take advantage of you when you are so-called the different, because they don't think that you know as good as them. And unfortunately, a lot of times it will be the women who will allow themselves to be even more discriminating. And this is appalling, but this is the situation. The first thing, and I think that magnifying glasses and mirrors is going to be my theme this show, is that I want you, and use, I would do it like tonight, take a white candle or a beeswax candle, and pray over it, put your name on it, and pray to remove and cleanse yourself from any sins or any darkness that might be around you that is visible to the world, okay? And you're going to use the 51st Psalm, and if you have hyssop and or olive oil, you're going to cleanse it, remove, and you're going to say, you know, cleanse me with hyssop so I'll be whiter than snow. And you're going to set this light, and if you can have a mirror or a magnifying glass, buy it. So you magnifying your own shining and your own sort of spiritual cleansing, so they cannot come to you and they cannot tell you or look at you like you're not as good. And this is the first thing that I want you to do. The second thing is that, and I don't know what you already have going, but I would definitely make some sort of honey jar on your situation where I would put mustard root, I would put Queen Elizabeth to represent you and your female lawyer. I would put some tobacco. Little Joan to chew would be a good thing. Five finger grass. I tend to stick five finger grass anywhere because it's an herb that can help you to bring those people who are not, don't want to help you to bring them onto your side. I would put cinnamon in there. And mustard root. And I would burn, you know, candles on it. I would set this honey jar on top of my paperwork. Of course, the paperwork to be protected, maybe under a saucer. Burn candles on it, and I would put also four little lights around it to heat this up because you want it to start moving in your favor. But you need to sort of assert yourself, and you need to make them see that you are important. So I would take the names of all the people, including your ex, the lawyers that don't work with you, the judge, all of them. I would write their names, and I would put them in my shoe, and I'd keep them regularly there, and I'd walk on it. I'll control the situation.
So basically, the advice is to keep the same lawyer, the female lawyer.
I'm not feeling necessarily that this lawyer can be brought around. What this lawyer is doing is not normal. The wise woman card says to me, a female lawyer may be called for, but you may need some sort of an advocate. And maybe work with a root worker. I'm just saying that there is something here that is difficult with this lawyer, and I don't, I'm not feeling, you know, your suspicion about it being magically based is wrong. We're just flat out. That's not what's happening. But the lawyer themselves doesn't come up as good, okay?
Well, my suspicion is because she's trying to get me into the court and evidence or trying to dig on if I am doing something wrong, but she doesn't see any wrong on my husband. And I understand.
You need to find
somebody who will understand you and represent you, and I would really seriously consider hiring a Latino lawyer.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm seeing this a high priestess is a dark-haired woman. It's a woman who walks between worlds. Very likely, Nadia is correct, an immigrant herself. This is important, that this high priestess, you'll know her when you see her. If you looked at the card, she's going to be a particular kind of person. And
okay.
I would recommend that. What I'm trying to say, though, is don't jump to conclusions about magical work or don't come to conclusions about suspicion when what's really happening, and I think Nadia and Ali both hit it, especially when Nadia said, you have an accent and this woman is not taking you seriously.
Yep.
There is this idea, and Ali said something too, that you're being too pushy as far as this lawyer's concerned. Not that you are too pushy, but the lawyer is feeling, you're interfering with me, I'm in charge. So you're not copacetic with that lawyer. Get a different lawyer. That's what we're saying. But the work that Nadia recommended is good work, and in my opinion, there's a lot going on here. And you know, I know that some of the troubles, I mean, you know, this is a lot of thing. You've had this happen in before because of other, there's a kind of a little thing going on around you, just generally speaking. I want to ask you another question because I know who you are now, which of my clients in Texas with the same last name, who you are. How are you doing as far as work and job? Do you have any kind of income right now?
No, that's the problem. Is I depend on the goodwill of him, and I ask for a child support order, but nothing comes out. No, they don't ask for any child support, from him to be selling the assets of the matrimony. So it's kind of just me showing the evidences that I have, but they don't do anything in the court to prevent him to sell or to give me money. I am depending on his goodwill.
My question was, you don't have a job at this time, and I know you've got a lot of difficulties. You've got three children and so forth. You may need to start considering that you're going to need to get a job. I know it's going to be difficult for you because I know that your son is autistic and there is a lot of issues around that. But you should be able to get money from the state for being a caregiver or something. You need to start landing on your feet, baby. This marriage is over. So he's a deadbeat. We've got two deadbeat dads now in a row. All right. But I wish you all the best. We got to move on. We got the next person to go to. We've given you some good advice. But you got to start looking for another lawyer, in my opinion. Okay?
Thank you, Ms. Kat.
All righty.
All righty. Bye.
Good luck to you. Okay. All right. Let's go on to Ms. Tammy Lee and see who is next.
Well, yes, ma'am, Ms. Kat, and we absolutely will. And just a reminder to everyone that the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour is the first show of its type ever to be made available to the public, and it remains the longest-running folk magic radio show to date. Listen by telephone or listen to the archive podcast on iTunes. Either way, you're going to love it. To be selected to be on the air, sign up at the Lucky Mojo Forum at luckymojo.com. Then dial 818-394-8535 during the show and press the number 1 to let the host know that you're available to be on the air. If your call is chosen, you'll get a free reading and root work consultation with your host, Catherine Ironwood of luckymojo.com and Conjumenta Lee of conjumentalee.com. And this week's special guest, Madame Nadia of powerymoon.com.
Tune in every week at 3 p.m. Pacific and 6 p.m. Eastern Time to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour. Now it's time to go to our callers to be on the air. And our next caller, we're going to take the caller straight from the queue, is calling in from area code 253 from Washington. Caller, are you there, please?
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the show. May I have your forum name or your BTR name, your first name?
It's Rebecca.
Whatever you want. Rebecca, okay. Rebecca, welcome to the show. I'm going to go ahead and let the host know that we're just going to go ahead and we've taken you straight out of the caller queue. And have you been on the show prior to today's date?
No.
Okay. All right, and have you gone or seen any other members or readers from the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers?
No.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to our host and to Ms. Kat Contamina-Lee and of course, Madam Nadia of CalgaryMoon.com, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Can you get back to
so, yeah, thank you. Okay, so real briefly, tell us what your issue is and what you want. Do you want a reading? You want root work or?
What I want to know is about my finances. Is it gonna take a good turn eventually?
Okay. Well, let's ask a couple of questions. Because I don't have any background on you at all, and I'd like to kind of connect with you.
Okay.
About how old are you, just approximately?
47.
How much?
47.
47, okay. And have you been employed at various times in your life?
Yes, I'm employed right now.
You're employed right now. And what sign of the zodiac are you?
Sagittarius.
Sagittarius, okay. And so you ask if your finances are going to be better. Are you looking for a new job or a raise on your job
job? Okay, I'll tell you a little story. Okay, a little bit. I'm a widow, so my income was always just kind of like the play money of the family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, and now it's not the play money. It's the, you know, it's the money.
Mm-hmm. So... well, I'm sorry to hear that you lost your partner. Do you have children in the home or anything like that?
Yes, I do. I have a 2.
Mm-hmm. Boy, this is the women. Well, the other two had divorces, and you've lost your husband through death. Isn't that amazing? Sometimes people just all pile up with the same sort of issues, and all these women with children and need to support them. So. Wow.
I mean, my kids are older. I have a 21, which, you know, she has a full-time job and just finished school. But I have one that's a senior in high school, which will be starting college next year. But still, you got to have a home to be able to live in. And
Right. Okay. So now I'm going to ask one more question, then I'm going to do we'll see what we can come up with here. Are you looking for a raise on your job? Are you looking for a second job? Are you looking for –
See, I'm thinking – I'm not going to get a raise at work. I mean, there just isn't. I'm at school. You know, I work for the school district. There's just no raises there. I mean, they're cutting the back. So I'm looking at either probably my choices are to go back to school, maybe next fall. But I'm going to have to get a second job.
Okay. All right.
Or a job
that
pays
more. Okay. We're going to turn this over to Miss Nadia. The question was, will her finances improve? She's thinking about getting a second job.
Okay. So, my dear, I'm sorry to hear about your partner, and I am very happy because I pulled some of the Norman cards here. And truly, if I would want to see, I would ask for a reading like that for myself every day. And it's really about finances, and it's really about finances that are improving. So my central card is the Moon, and the Moon is a card of work, and it's the card of your profession. Around it is the Bear and the Child. The Child can be that you work for the school district. You work with children in some direct or indirect manner. And the Bear is a very strong feminine figure that knows how to run money. And right by it is money and business, which is the fish. On the other side, we have the clover. All of these cards are super, super, super good for money. First of all, your finances will improve. And the second thing is, you need to get another job, and you will be successful in getting another job. What I want you to think about is how can you get another job that is somehow related to what you're already doing, that it's not going to be a full other job, but maybe it's some sort of consulting. It's bringing your experience of what you're already doing and sharing it with other people in different means. Because what looking at this card, I have a strong feeling that you have luck to find another job, but your best bet would be to do something that's already that you already know, so you don't have to go to school, so you don't have to make such big changes. But it's sort
right.
of around the corner, and you already have the expertise for it. Does that
okay.
make sense?
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm liking that one.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds those cards are extremely positive. So, Ali, what do you see as far as her finances?
You know, I've cast the geomantic chart here, and I agree with Madame Nadia that there is definitely going to be improvement, but there's a couple things that I want to bring up. First, when we look at, and I'm doing the shield chart, so it gives us three figures, and this, the first one we have is conjunctio, which is the crossroads. This tells us that, yeah, you should be looking at some form of change, but be aware that your money is going to be tight, though, for a while, that it's not going to be, I'm not saying that you're going to fall into hardship, but it's not going to improve till around fall is what I'm getting the sense of, because conjunctio is that season, actually. So
okay.
spring, summer, you're going to have about the same income, money's going to be a little bit tight, things are not ideal, in other words, okay? But around fall is when you'll have a little bit of a breakthrough, and we see that with the next card, which is acquisitio, which is a card of gain, and that's the left witness. And this is the future. It tells us that you will have financial increase and your money will stable itself out. What's great about this card is it's ultimately, or this figure, I'm sorry, is it's a fire figure, and it is represented by steady growth rather than an explosive growth that is uncontrollable. This is steady money that comes in that helps to support that there's something else there. But in order to get that, we have Fortuna Major. Fortuna Major is as the judge. And this figure is about really coming into your own financially. Really
yeah.
look toward getting a second job. I do agree with Madame Nadia, but what I would really emphasize is you want to be in a position where you are the authority or you are your own boss. I'm not seeing that you're getting like a part-time retail position, for example. I don't see that as being very lucrative for you or a good fit. Instead, what I see is look towards either a side business or a consulting business, something where you are your own boss, where there's a sense of not just making money, but also a sense of fulfillment of where you're able to have the authority that would really bring success to you. Be aware that you will have a little bit of difficulty up until fall time, but once fall comes around is when I see the big change for you. So look towards getting a second job, but specifically a job where you're going to be in charge. Self going into your own business is really what you'd want to be looking at, okay?
Okay.
All righty. I'm liking that one, too. Okay, I'm going to give you some ideas of some root work to do around this. Nadia said something that really resonated for me, given your age. Going back to school, just a waste. You have a big skill set. I want you to list what your skill set is. I mean, you know what it is. You don't need to tell me. You know, you have so many different computer applications and software programs you know how to run. You have so much experience managing this kind of database or that. You have so much experience writing newsletters or whatever it is you do. And I'm sure you have a good, you're intelligent and you have a good job. There are things you know how to do. I want you to list them all. Make a resume of yourself as if you were just looking for a job. But really talk about in detail what those skill sets are. Don't be looking for a job where you're going to be, well, I have some experience with this. No, just list them all. Now, as if you were going to be turning that resume into a company, I want you to turn that resume into the universe. Okay? So you're going to write this resume down. You're going to put your picture on and make it real nice looking thing. Say what hours you're available to work. You might want to investigate working for private people. The word consultancy was used, maybe for private people, for a nonprofit organization that only can afford part-time but will pay you. Someone who's going to value your age and stability. This is going to be really important because given your age, there's going to be a whole bunch of 26-year-old girls who probably have more training than you and more different computer programs and more different database management and more whatever. But the one thing they do not have is the ability to show up sober every day of the week and time every day of the week. And so there are reasons that people would want to hire part-time anyway a middle-aged woman. Okay? So you're going to make your resume for the world. Now you're going to put this thing underneath a white chinaware plate. Don't use fine china. I want you to use restaurant type ware, heavy restaurant ware. And you're going to turn that plate upside down. Okay. Now, when you put that resume down, before you do this, I want you to get powdered sugar, allspice, cinnamon, and little nutmeg powder, you know, what we call pumpkin pie spices that are used for money, and mix it with powdered sugar. And I want you, you don't need to use even like a Crown of Success or Job Getting or Steady Work thing yet. Just sprinkle this little bit of this powdered sugar mixture on the paper and then dust it off. Okay, now you've turned that plate, white plate, upside down over this thing, and I want you to put a little candle holder on it, you know, a little brass candle holder, and you're just going to light a white candle, and you're going to say, you know, whoever you call upon, whatever kind of thing you like to do, dear Lord, I come before you, I have need of another job. This is my resume. Send it into the world. And I want you to pray over this thing for at least 3 weeks and maybe more, because Ollie said that this is going to break and fall. But let's just start with 3 weeks. Pray over it and light a small candle. And it can be a very small candle every day. You dress that candle, however, in Steady Work oil. And now this same powdered sugar with the cinnamon and the allspice and all that stuff in it, nutmeg and all those things which are good for a job, you can use that in cooking. You can use it to make frosting. Powdered sugar is good for making frosting. And I want you to actually make, unless you're a diabetic, I want you to make something with that, you know, powdered sugar mix.
Okay.
Frosted cookies or something like that. Serve them to people. Give them to people. Frost, you know, here's some cookies. I want you to send into the world your prayer that you will have this job and have money. And if you can make the little cookies, like, in the shape of something that's fun,
fish.
And, you know, interesting and frosting.
Fish.
You know, like a little gold coin. You can add a little bit of yellow food coloring, little gold coin cookies, you know. Let people know, I need a job, and I'm sending my little coins into the world, right?
Okay.
Somebody's going to – then, after 3 weeks of praying over this thing, I want you to start putting ads out. It will take you a while. But that resume – and if you keep on, if you revise it, just put again a new version under the plate, at least once a week thereafter. After 3 weeks of praying on it, at least once a week thereafter, just light a little candle. It could be a white candle, but afterwards you might want to go to a yellow candle, bring in the money, or a green candle, bring in the job. But yellow, let's say yellow for success. And you're going to tell everybody that you're looking for this job. And when you tell them, give them a cookie. Literally, give them a cookie and say, oh, you know, I made these cookies and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I'm looking for a part-time job. I do this and that. You tell everyone you know, but let them have those cookies, okay?
Okay. If I can add just one little thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you can mix just a little bit of it with something like fish food or even a little bit of bread, pray over it and go to a place where you actually have fish swimming like a river and pray over and give it to the river for the fish to eat and spread it in the world. Because this fish card that I got here, it's really good for money, so I like to use that anywhere that's related.
Mm, love
that. That's great. That's really nice. Go feed the fish and let the fish, they'll all, you know, they'll bring you the money. I love that, the miracle of the loaves and fishes. All right, hon. Well, we wish you all the best. Good luck. And,
thank you
and
so much.
I hope you do well. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All righty. Well, Miss Tammy Lee, we're coming down to our next segment, which is our free spell. You got any more messages for us?
Well, just a reminder that everyone tune in every week at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and join Miss Kat and Catherine Einwood, who will take live calls, give short readings, describe and describe authentic conjure spells, and provide listeners with the tools to achieve life's goals and overcome its challenges on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour. Turning it back over to you, Ms. Kat.
All righty, thanks. So we're going to go to our free spell. So, Madam Nadia, what is our waning moon spell?
So I want to talk about uncrossing love, removing obstacles in a love relationship, and what can we do during waning moon. So first of all, if we could get some incense, uncrossing incense, and mix into it some rue, some lavender, and some sandalwood.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe a little bit of road opening oil, pray over it. And we want to have some nice size surface to work with. And the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to create a downward pointing triangle. And I'm starting from Kali, and I'm going to finish with Kali because this is her yantra. This is her symbol. She is able to devour and take things that we don't want. So we're going to do that, and then within that triangle, we're also going to create a cross, which is going to be crossroads and a symbol for uncrossing. And we're going to light the incense, and it's going to start burning. We're going to have the smoke. We're going to pray. And while we're praying, we're going to have a candle that we butted off the end. We created sort of a new tip to it to light.
What color is that candle?
It depends on the situation. You could do red. I work with black usually. And just putting all the hexes, crosses, whatever it could be that prevents that relationship, known and unknown to me. And I also like to sprinkle it with agrimony, rose, and cayenne pepper to let it go away. So my incense is burning. I'm praying over this candle as the incense sort of wraps around it. And when it's safe, I'm going to put a candle holder in the center of those crossroads, and my incense would still be burning on this triangle. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to put the candle in, and I'm going to let this candle burn completely. Now, depending on the energy that we put into it, I would suggest that the cleansing would be appropriate. Meaning, if you put just general things, you need to do general spiritual cleansing. If you're going to put, like, I'm removing, you know, his wife because I'm going to, you know, I want him, I think that your spiritual cleansing need to be more intense and more serious to yourself and where, you know, where you did the ritual, where you burned it. Now, when the work is done, you're going to take black cloth, you're going to put everything that was there, you're going to wrap it together, and you're going to go and throw it on working train tracks. Turn around, don't look back, and go away.
Wow.
When the moon is new, start burning your love candles. Pretty good stuff.
Okay. Wow. So that is really to get rid of and wrapping it up and then throwing it on the train tracks to get rid of and drive away everything that has hindered or damaged your love relationships. That's an amazing one. Now, I'm going to ask you one more question because there was one thing I was unclear about. You mentioned the incense powder and those different things, and you mentioned a triangle. Are you drawing a triangle out of the incense powder, or is the incense in a brazier?
Yes, incense powder. I use a lot of times when I want to intensify and make it hotter, I use incense powder as we would use powders.
Gotcha.
It's also easier sometimes to trace out with incense powder because sometimes the sachet powders clump up. It's a bit difficult.
Okay.
Yeah, but you need to make sure that you have a safe surface that is not going to, you know, you're not going to have a fire there. So metal or... you know, something safe. You draw it with that incense and make that incense burn. Light it on one side. If you have good incense and a good mix, it's all going to sort of burn together.
Gotcha.
While your candle holder.
Very elegant spell, Madam Nadia.
Yeah,
very
beautiful. Thank you. Beautiful, beautiful piece of work. Okay. All righty. Let's turn it over to Miss Tammy Lee.
Yes, ma'am, Miss Kat. Thank you, Miss Kat and Conjurman Ali. And thank you, Madam Nadia of TowerymoonCom in Chicago, Illinois, for being our special guest member from AIR this week. We invite you to tune in next week when our special guest member from the Association of Independent Readers and Rootworkers will be Balthazar of BalthazarConjure.com in Amsterdam, Netherlands. Once again, we've come to the end of another Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California. You can find Miss Kat via the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com and Conjure at conjuremanali.com in Mission Viejo. I'm your announcer, Miss Kimmy Lee, joining you from SilverCrownConjure.com in Pensacola, Florida. The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour can be heard every week live on Blog Talk Radio at 3 p.m. Pacific and 6 p.m. Hi. Shows are available on archive via luckymojo.com/radioshow.html. For all of us, Lucky Mojo, I'd like to thank you for being here and invite you to tune in next week at the same time when we will hear the familiar strains of the Memphis Man Jug Man playing Jug Cornwall. Thanks, everybody. Goodbye.
All right. Thank you, Miss Tammy Lee. So we're going to be here again next week with Balthazar. That's going to be a wonderful show. I want to thank Madam Nadia for being here. Thank you, Conjure.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Lovely. And we're in the run-up here to the workshop. So y'all go to luckymojo.com, scroll down, you'll see the link for the workshop. Sign up for those workshops. Come on up to Forestville, and you're going to meet more members of AIR and have more fun in 2 days than you could imagine. And you're going to get a bunch of free books and things like that, too. And we're going to have a potluck party. All right, we'll tell you more about that next week again, as we always do. All right, so we'll be in the chat room for a little while. And other than that, we just say good night.
Good night.